Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1284, and the writing is shir number 436. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. So an interesting question in reference to desserts. There's a dessert, actually. It's brought down in the Sefer Guidelines. A dessert called chocolate-coated Rice Krispies, or Rice Krispie treats, these type of things. And it's served quite a bit here and there. The question is what to do with it. As far as making a bracha. So the bottom line is, first and foremost, a bracha must be made. Obviously, we can understand this is a real dessert. Nobody's going to be eating Rice Krispie treats or chocolate-coated Rice Krispies for the meal itself. And this is a real dessert. So that's the bottom line to start. Due to the fact that the chocolate-covered Rice Krispies are definitely not part of the meal and it's considered a dessert. Okay, so now the question is, what bracha should be made? Good, I know I have to make a bracha on these Rice Krispies, these chocolate-covered Rice Krispies, Rice Krispies treats, however you want to call them, but the bottom line is, what bracha would I make? So the answer depends on what is considered the main part of the food, and this falls under the guidelines of Iker V'Tofel. Iker V'Tofel, meaning you have a mixture of foods. What bracha do you make? And we've learned these various different halachas in the past. So in a case like this, interesting. So if one's main interest is the Rice Krispies, in other words, the Rice Krispies is the main thing, the chocolate is there only to enhance the Rice Krispies, then they would make a mezonos. Just like you make on regular Rice Krispies, one would make a mezonos on the Rice Krispies. Now, if the Rice Krispies is there only to enhance the chocolate, let's say the main thing is the chocolate, and the Rice Krispies sometimes is there for a crunch, you know, for a little bit extra crunch, but the main thing is the chocolate. That's what I need. What's what I want is the chocolate. So then one would make, in such a case, one would make only a shahakal, right? So it depends what the main thing is. And that's in general, that's how we look at many different items when it comes to a mixture, especially chocolate bars and these type of things. Sometimes you have little pieces of rice or little pieces of crunch in it. But if it's all there, if it's there just for the chocolate, so then you would make a shahakal. If it's there for the other items, so then you would make a bracha on the other item. When it comes to mezonos, it's a little bit different, but we're not going to get into that right now. Mezonos meaning like one of the five grains, like you know, wheat or oats or something like that. But when it comes, rice is different. Rice, the halacha is you go after rice. In other words, rice, regular cooked rice, does not fall into the same category as wheat and oats and one of the five grains. It's a separate thing, because when you have a mixture of rice and something else, and you have to go after what is roiv, what is the majority of the mixture, when it comes to rice does not take precedence. You go whatever the majority. In other words, if the rice is the majority, you make a brach on the rice. If the other item is the majority in your plate of food, then you go after the other item. Where when you have regular mezonos meaning like one of the five grains, wheat, oats, spelt, these type of things, then that takes precedence. Unless it's there, then the wheat, oats, spelt, or whatever it is will take precedence, unless it's there for, you know, just the mechanics of the food to keep it together or whatever the case might be. Okay, so without getting off on a tangent, getting back to our subject, so that's the bottom line. If the chocolate is the main thing, the Rice Krispies is just there for a crunch or whatever the case is, or just to give it a little bit of an extra, but the main thing is the chocolate is there to enhance the chocolate, so then one would make a shahakal. Now, what if it's equally the same? Equal interest, or the way the thing is made, is both chocolate and the Rice Krispies. It's both exactly the same. In other words, the chocolate is not there to enhance the Rice Krispies, and the Rice Krispies is not there to enhance the chocolate. So if one is equally interested in both parts, then they would recite the bracha on the majority, like we just mentioned. Then you will go after the majority item. So if the rice is the majority, is more, so then one will make a mezonos. If the chocolate is more, then one would make a shahakal. So that's basically the way of working with the Rice Krispie treats. This is all brought down in the Sefer Guidelines. In Simen Reish Ches Siv Zayin, the Sefer Guidelines, page 322. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and Beracha Kol Tov.